Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight. Tonight we're going to be taking a listen to the career of the great bassist Cecil McBee. He was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1935, started on clarinet, and then got to bass by 17. And after college and Army, got to New York through Detroit in the mid-60s. After this, he worked with Andrew Hill, Sam Rivers, Jackie McLean, Wayne Shorter, Charles Lloyd, Woody Shaw, Freddie Hubbard, and Alice Coltrane, among others, now part of a group called the Cookers, and teaches at New England Conservatory. He's recorded 374 recording sessions, 6 as a leader. And the career of Cecil McBee will be coming your way following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the career of Cecil McBee on Jazz Unlimited. We're going to start with a set of 2. The first one is the Art Pepper Quartet with Mambo Koyama, Art on alto, Stanley Cowell piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums, 1978 recording. And then Lazy Bird, McCoy Tyner on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums in 1987. And that one won a Grammy Award. Thank you. This is Jazz Unlimited, and the show is the career of bassist Cecil McBee. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we started the show with Mambo Koyama, played by the Art Pepper Quartet, Art on alto, Stanley Cowell piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums in 1978, and then Lazy Bird from a Grammy Award-winning CD, McCoy Tyner on piano, Cecil McBee bass, and Roy Haynes on drums, recorded in 1987. We've got Jackie McLean, Yusef Lateef, and Charles Lloyd in this hour. And in the second hour, Woody Shaw and more McCoy Tyner, this time with Bobby Hutcherson. Now we have a station break. And following the station break, we're going to hear vocalist Vanessa Rubin singing Willow Weep for Me. This is a 1991 recording with Roger Byam on soprano, Kirk Weitze piano, Anaje Allen Gums on keyboards, Cecil McBee bass, and Lewis Nash on drums, right here on Jazz Unlimited.
Gone and left me here to weep my tears.
Vanessa Rubin singing Willow Weep For Me on Jazz Unlimited. This is our show on the career of Cecil McBee. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight. And we heard Roger Byam on soprano, Kirk Whitesey on piano, Anaji Allen Gums on keyboards, with Cecil McBee on bass and Louis Nash on drums, in a 1991 recording backing Vanessa Rubin. We've got George Adams and Saxophone Summit, and Charles Lloyd coming up, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. There's really some great music coming up for you. Now we have Yusef Lateef and Sea Lion Woman. He's on flute with Hugh Lawson on piano, Cecil McBee bass, and Roy Brooks on drums, with Sylvia Shamwell on tambourine in 1967. And then I Hear a Rhapsody, Charles Tolliver trumpet, Jackie McLean alto, Bobby Hutcherson vibes, Cecil McBee bass, and Billy Higgins on drums in 1964. Dennis Owsley, and this is the career of Cecil McBee on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Sea Lion Woman, played by Yusef Lateef on tenor and flute with Hugh Lawson piano, Cecil McBee on bass, Roy Brooks drums, and Sylvia Shemwell on tambourine, recorded in 1967. And then Jackie McLean played I Hear a Rhapsody in 1964. He's on alto with Charles Oliver on trumpet, Bobby Hutcherson vibes, Cecil McBee bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. We've got Woody Shaw, Moore McCoy Tyner, George Adams, and Saxophone Summit in the second hour. So please stay tuned. And now here's a really big one, and that'll be coming your way after the station break. Charles Lloyd's Forest Flower, Sunrise Sunset, recorded live at the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1966. And that's Charles Lloyd on tenor. Introduced Keith Jarrett to the world on piano, Cecil McBee bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that classic recording of Charles Lloyd's Forest Flower Sunrise, Forest Flower Sunset live at Monterey closes the first hour of the career of Cecil McBee on Jazz Unlimited. Charles Lloyd was on tenor, Cecil McBee on bass, Keith Jarrett piano, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. It was recorded in 1966. We've got more McCoy Tyner, we've got George Adams, and we're going to start the second hour with Tapscott's Blues from Woody Shaw in 1974, following the station break.